I've had the privilege for the last few years of walking in a discipleship relationship with Steve Kyle. Some of you may know him, some of you don't, but actually we've known each other for a longer period of time than that. Steve is a testimony to what God can do in a person's life. He's had some messy things in the past, and God has redeemed him. One of the things that has impressed me most about Steve as we've walked in this relationship is that his walk with Christ is just, it's such a matter of fact in his life. He's not ashamed of it. He will share Christ with anyone if the opportunity avails itself. You know, as an example, last summer we did a baptismal service for him. We baptized him in the lake out here, and he invited, I don't know, 40 or 50 family members, a lot of who were non-believers. And through that, we were able to share the gospel with them. And it's just an example of what his life is like. For some time, Steve has felt impressed of the Lord that he is supposed to share his story with New Life. And so here he is today. He's going to tell us what things have been like in his walk with Christ here the last few years.
Thank you, Dick, Sam. This shouldn't take more than an hour and a half. You know, I grew up in Madison, Kansas, little town. Played a lot of athletics. Went into the Marine Corps for 7 years during the Vietnam War. And came out of there and, you know, jumped back and forth from different things. Welded for a while, worked in a machine shop, ended up in the oil business. And that's what I've been doing for 35 years or a little longer. And thank God for Sam and for Dick. Dick and I have known each other for a lot of years. And he approached me and asked me if I would be interested in becoming a disciple of God. And I said, yes, I would, I think. You know, I need to learn more about it. I've had some questions about God in the past. And there's a lot of things that went on in my past that, thank goodness, the Lord's got me past that and forgiven me. By working with Dick frequently and going through the Bible, teaching me the Bible, I have a complete faith in God now that I never had before. And I'm not scared to talk to anybody about it. I won't force it on somebody, but if they want to talk about it, we sure can. And, you know, I get to where we try to meet once a week. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I do know after the hour of Bible study, I always come out of there feeling better. And it makes me think of things during the week that go wrong and think, well, how would God want me to react to this instead of my old ways of just jumping in feet first, say this is what we're going to do. And so it's helped me a lot with that. Also, I'm an alcoholic. Not practicing, thank goodness. But it's something that caused a lot of disruption in my life. And I went to treatment and got a taste. You know, I grew up going to the church, but I was little. Really didn't know anything about it much other than we had fun playing. And I was baptized there, and I wasn't really knowledgeable about what that meant, and that's why I wanted Dick to do it again. But the alcoholism caused a lot of problems in mine and a lot of just everybody that was around me. And I finally whipped that. I hope with God's help that I can continue to do that. Things are completely different in my life now. And like I said, I try to think in everything I do, how will I react compared to what God would want? And so it's a lot different than it was. And the only way I know to whip, for me at least, the alcoholism, is I went to AA, and it's a good organization. But I really needed God. I wouldn't talk to anybody about Vietnam or a lot of other things in my life. And by finding God and learning to live in His light, that's what's really saved me. And I still make mistakes, and I talk to God daily. And I try to do everything He says. Boy, sometimes I really don't want to, you know. I'll say, Lord, help me. What are you doing? And He'll give me a direct message. And it's like, that's not what I wanted to hear, you know. So I plan on continuing to work with Dick and be a part of God's army and live in His light and do the works of Jesus Christ. Thank God I've found Him, and I hope I can continue to always get better with that and learn much more. Thank you.
Ask you a question. Sure. So you mentioned, that was great, you mentioned that you grew up in church, so you'd heard the name Jesus, you'd heard the gospel, but when did it really become, you know what I mean, was it in the study with Dick that it came personal and you understood?
No. I mean, I'll tell you a quick story.
Yep.
I come back out of the Marine Corps. My dad was in the Marines during World War II in Korea. And I was fighting for, you know, I thought about God, and then I'd see things like my little brother's two-month-old child die with SIDS. Yeah. And I'd always thought, why would God let that happen? Mm-hmm. Well, God's not who did that. Yeah. I know that now, but at the time I didn't. And my dad was a religious person. And I said, I tried to talk to him about it. And I said, Dad, how do you know there's a God? And he looked at me and said, well, Steve, I just know that. But he said, let me bring this up to you. You could go two routes in your life. You can walk down this one over here to the left and do the things that pleasure you, not care about who it hurts, what reactions will be. Or you can walk down this other one where you take care of people, love people, live with God, and do things right. And at the end, when you die, if you've gone down the left road, you're in big trouble. If you've gone down the right road, you are going to have a much more fulfilling life.
So those words came to bear as you got older.
Yeah.
And then Dick helps you through the process of what your dad was talking about. That's awesome. That's awesome. So introduce your wife really quick.
Yeah, my wife is Nancy Kyle. She's back there with Tamsil.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
She is a believer also. So
that's excellent. Excellent. So Dick, can you come with me? We want to pray for Steve and pray for his walk in faith, and for Nancy, and for their walk, and for some challenges that are ahead of Steve, physically particularly. And so we just want to pray for a blessing on your life. Can we do that? So, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for this disciple of you that is witnessed before public and baptism and by testimony that he believes in you, that he's trusted Christ, that he's trusting you for his salvation, that he is forgiven of his sins, and that he wants to be a living testimony for you. Thank you for Dick and his relationship. Thank you for the process of discipleship and the chain reaction in the kingdom that happens. Thank you, Father, I want to thank you for my relationship with Dick and Dick's relationship with Steve. And I know Steve is going to bless others. And so, Lord, I pray that you would bless our brother with the opportunity to speak of your glories and to bless others and to even see transformation come in others' lives. Lord, I pray for Steve's body. I pray for the results of past actions that have affected his body. I pray for your healing touch, your sustaining, powerful, manifesting healing touch upon him. I pray in Jesus' name. I thank you that my brother's trusting you with whatever you would do with his life. And so, Lord, we commit him body, soul, and spirit into your hands. Bless he and Nancy in their marriage, and, Lord, their journey together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.